Hey everybody, this is Lisa.
And this is Joe.
And welcome to your Cheap Date Show for February 2nd, 2008. On this week's show,
it's a Mardi Gras spectacular. I don't know, is it really a spectacular?
I doubt it. Ask me again at the end of the show.
There you go. Yes, it's Mardi Gras time. It's that time of year.
Is it like Girls Gone Wild?
Kind of.
Audio version?
Yeah. You ready? Woo!
Uh-huh.
Okay, now that we've put bad images in our listeners' heads, welcome to the Cheap Date Show, folks. We're glad that you joined us.
Mm-hmm.
How are you tonight, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
I am just great. We have a fully packed show tonight.
We do. We should get to it.
We should just get right to it.
Enough of the small talk.
Show today is crowded, so we must move quick. You know what? A little cheap date something or other to the first person who can identify that quote from email.
Okay.
And we have people who think they're pretty masterful with the Google, but I don't think that particular phrase is in the Google. So if anyone can identify where that came from, we may send you some, you know, apple butter or something. That's cheapdateshow@gmail.com.
Okay.
Identify where that quote came from. Let's do a recap of biscuits and gravy from last time.
Yes. Thank you to Nan for giving me tips on gravy. I read it. Where are we with this? What all have we discussed?
You wanted an idea of what to do.
Right, because we talked about square cut biscuits. Right. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, right. Last time my gravy was kind of bland. Kind of sweet and creamy, but bland.
Right.
Okay, I used the spicy sausage, and I added a lot of pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And then I added more pepper. And then when I just couldn't squeeze any more peppery out of the pepper, I added a little cayenne pepper.
There you go. Now you're cooking.
And then some salt. Right. It was a little peppery. And it was wonderful.
It was. It was delicious.
Also, I used whole milk instead of skim milk, which really made a big difference.
It is.
It's not like so much in, well, maybe in flavor, but I mean, it came together a lot faster.
Yes.
Trying to deglaze with skim milk is...
Right. Well, it's kind of like putting skim milk in your coffee versus... if you use half and half, you need like a half of a teaspoon, whereas if you use skim milk, you need like...
A quarter cup.
Quarter cup, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so the whole milk worked better. And yes, I added a lot of pepper. And you were my audience. What did you think?
I thought it was wonderful. The test kitchen.
Was it too spicy for you?
No, it was perfect. We did love Nan's comment. This is Nan.
I didn't have
from,
to kick Joe out.
from the For Whatever Reason show.
Yeah.
She said, and Tim, her husband, mentioned the kids, and Nan's response was, ah, kick him to the curb.
They can't handle the
they
spicy.
They can't handle the spices. But it was delicious, so thank you for that. Also, listener Brian, one of your favorite people in the world, said exactly the same thing after Nan had said it and after you had tried it. He said, use spicy sausage.
Oh, so. Yeah. And if I had to do... Now, the people really... It would really be my parents who can't handle spicy sausage or can't handle the spicy gravy. But I think they could handle spicy sausage or maybe half and half, spicy and mild if I were making a big batch. And a lot of the spice came from the gravy itself. So I think you could use spicy sausage and come up with a pretty mild gravy.
So it was delicious. So next time you said you were going to try maybe throwing some Slap Ya Mama in there.
Yeah, we have this like mixed Cajun seasoning. The thing is, I feel like the flavor is still a little bit one dimensional with the pepper.
Right.
Even with adding cayenne pepper, there's some. Maybe I'll try it with Italian sausage sometime, or like some other like sweet Italian sausage or hot. I don't know. I'll try some different sausages and see if I can.
Yeah.
I don't want it to taste like garlicky for breakfast, but I would like some flavor other than pepper. But I have a very good base going now, so thanks to all who have contributed, and thank you to my lovely partner in podcasting and life for eating my cooking.
Hey, my pleasure. You serve it up, I'll eat it.
That's
like
the
Homer Simpson. You know, Marge. Okay. Next. Why don't we just get right into it? You want to go?
I do want to go.
You want a gumbo, a go-go? Oh, look at that. Okay. That was terribly,
I didn't see
terribly,
that.
Terribly lame.
And believe it or not, I didn't see it coming.
Gumbo a Go Go is a new Cajun restaurant.
Why don't we fight on the air? Like, it's just fist fight.
Come on, right now. Ow. Ow!
Forget the restaurant stuff.
All right.
Let's spice it up a
That's
little.
That's it. We're done. Oops. Okay. Let's talk about
you don't need that.
Gumbo a Go Go, which is located in downtown. That's right. Which is located in downtown Palatine, Illinois.
The heart of gumbo cuisine. Gumbo
Palatine, Illinois.
Cuisine.
Right near Dirty Nelly's, which is a great club years ago, and they cleaned
still
it up,
is.
And it's still a great club. But anyway, we found out about this place. It's been open for a little while, and it is how would you describe it? It's a restaurant. A couple weeks ago, we talked about Heaven on 7, which is a traditional restaurant. You go in, you sit down, they serve you. Gumbo a Go Go is a place where you go and you go up to the register. They have a menu board. They don't have a huge menu.
Right. Well, okay. Yeah. In terms of format,
huge, I mean expansive, just to clarify.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's big enough you can see it to read it. I guess it's like a. It's a counter where you go up and order food, but then you sit down and they bring your food to you. So it's kind of a hybrid.
Right.
I think it's really more a carry out. It's like a carry out place, but then you can sit in there too. And I don't know. They just bring your food out rather than making you carry it around. But you go up, you order, you pay, then you go sit, and they. I don't know. I mean,
it's a casual place.
Like even Arby's does that.
Yeah, but this is not Arby's.
No. I'm not saying.
No, I know what you're saying.
I'm like, yeah, it's not.
No, but they bring your food out to you. And it's very cool. We'll have a link.
I wouldn't call it fast food, but you could call it fast food if you wanted to.
I would. I mean, it's really good fast food.
Okay.
And it's okay.
Okay, yeah. Kind of like Le Grand, huh?
So there's a there's a link in the show notes to this place. And if you take a look at the picture, you'll see a picture of the mural that's on the wall, which is painted by a 16-year-old high school student.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of evokes New Orleans. And the table we sat at is actually in this picture, I'll have you know. So look.
Excellent.
The table that's on the left is the one that Lisa and Joe are sitting at. FYI. If you really want to put a mental picture together. Anyway. So you
I don't recommend it. But.
So you yeah. So you walk into this place, and it's casual. So there are tables, and there's the various hot sauces on the table. I mean, each table has a bottle of hot sauce on it, and they have a couple of different brands. They have the Franks, and they have the Louisiana hot sauce, and they have a bunch of other things. And like I said, there's a mural on the wall, which evokes New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
It's very, very nice.
It is very nice. It is not fancy. It's casual.
Yeah, I meant the mural in particular
oh,
is
yes.
nice. Everything else, yeah, I mean, like, nothing really pretty well lit, like, brightly lit. Which kind of makes you think more fast food than restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But they have some cute little touches. They have beads on the tables and, you know,
exactly.
it's colorful. It's festive.
It is. It's very colorful and festive. They have masks hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
So when you go in there, look at the menu. It's all your standard Cajun and New Orleans type of dishes.
Right. And you're right that it's not expansive. It's actually... Especially compared to Heaven on 7, where the menu goes on and on and on and on.
The menu is actually pretty small. Not small, but it's workable. And you won't get bored working your way through the menu, that's for sure. let's go right to... the other cool thing is that they have all the stuff up there. And depending on what you order, there's different heat indexes. And you can taste. You can ask for a taste of anything on the menu.
Yeah, that's something they do. And they kind of broadcast it everywhere, and at first I was like, well, what's the big deal? Until we tried it, and I was like, you know what, that's actually really cool. Free samples.
Mm-hmm.
If you go in there and you're not sure if you can handle the drunken chicken, you can
right.
say, hey, can I have a bite of drunken chicken? Sure.
And they give it to you in a little cup, and you taste it, and you say, oh, you want a whole bowl of that? So, let's talk about what we had.
Okay.
We started off with an appetizer that just looked too good to pass up. It's called their Black and Blue Dip. Sweet and spicy corn, black beans, and blue cheese crumbles. It says served over chips. It actually wasn't served over chips. It was served with chips. but you dipped it in there. And man, was that good stuff.
It was.
That's also the dish, it turns out. It's a dish that they call the bumblebee stew. So basically what they did was they gave us a bumblebee stew and they gave us some chips on the side and we used it as a dip. The bumblebee stew is something that you can actually have as a main dish.
Oh, really? That's basically the same thing.
Right.
That was good.
So that was really good. And then to drink, you had the Turbo Dog.
Turbo Dog, yeah.
I had an Abita Amber and you had the Abita Turbo Dog.
But then we had to trade.
Yeah, we switched.
We didn't have to trade, but
it turns out that
I liked yours better.
You actually liked the Amber better and I liked the Turbo Dog better.
Yeah.
So.
Aww.
So it was very cute. So we switched off. So then we go to our main dishes. Now, like Lisa said, I was able to taste test a couple of the different things because I really want to know how hot was.
Well, yeah. So. Can we go out of order just a little bit here?
Go right ahead.
I had the red beans and rice. Sausage, onions, peppers, olive oil, red beans, and rice, of course. Good, sweet, mild. It was listed as a 0 on their spiciness scale.
Right.
And normally I would want something spicy, but I really wanted to try red beans and rice for some reason. And I did, and I'm glad I did. But I just want to address the spiciness thing here. Joe walked up to the counter and immediately wanted to talk about the number 10 on the spicy meter.
Well, it was top of the list.
Yes, it was
number 10.
And you didn't get any further than that.
Checking in at number 10.
So Joe, what was that, the voodoo chicken?
That would have been the voodoo chicken.
Joe's like, oh yeah, the voodoo chicken looks pretty good. I'm like, dude, it's a 10. It's the spiciest thing on the menu, and that's what you immediately go for? Well, we got a sample of it, and it was actually not unbearable. What you ended up getting was a 7.
Right.
And it was what I would call like a 2 or 3 star dish at a Thai restaurant. My 0 was not spicy at all. Your 7 was not particularly spicy, I didn't think.
I thought it was spicy. It wasn't unbearably spicy, but it was less spicy than the voodoo chicken.
But don't you think you've gone out for spicy Thai food that's been a lot spicier?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That I think their spiciness scale does not go very high. Which is okay. I'm not.
Well, that's fine. I'm going to disagree with you, though.
Okay.
Because the voodoo chicken, I probably could not have had an entire bowl of that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't have. It was too much. It was delicious. I'm motioning towards the restaurant right now. It was delicious, folks. But it was way too. I could not. It was good in that little thing they gave me.
A little, like, ketchup cup thing.
And I probably could have had, you know, a small bowl of it or something as a side, but you really needed something to cut the heat on that because it was really, really hot.
Okay.
Everything they serve there is served in 30-ounce white ceramic bowls. Everything. So
it's totally your style.
And it makes it really easy for them to clean up too, I imagine.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about what they're going to put stuff in.
And of course with a big hunk of rice.
So as Lisa said, she had the red beans and rice. The voodoo chicken, which she described before, was very good from what I tasted, but I did go down one notch to the 7 heat rated drunken chicken, which was shredded chicken, slowly marinated in Cajun spices, olive oil, stewed tomatoes, and lots of beer.
Mm-hmm. I got a little beer flavor off of it.
So did I. It was very good.
It was very good.
So it was delicious. We did not. Now, it's also worth mentioning that all of their main dishes can be ordered either as an entree over rice, because it was served in a bowl over rice,
mm-hmm.
or on bread as a po' boy.
Yeah.
So, for example, that voodoo chicken po' boy would have been, I would have been screaming.
So what are we looking at here? They have red beans and rice, jambalaya, gumbo, the bumblebee stew you mentioned, Creole, etouffee, white chili, drunken chicken, voodoo chicken, Bourbon Street chicken.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
For their entree.
That's it for their main entrees.
So, all I'm saying about that is it is a very basic menu, which actually is kind of nice because you can really think about what you want to order. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Creole comes with different meats. The jambalaya really doesn't, but I mean, there are some variations in there, but it's a pretty basic menu, and it's not overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. True. And it was delicious.
It was delicious.
So, we will be back.
That was huge.
It was huge. And it's also very, very reasonably priced.
Oh, yeah. Fast food pricing. No need to tip. Mm-hmm. You can get a beer.
My bowl of drunken chicken was $7. And when we left, we were totally full.
Next time we go, I want to have shrimp etouffee. No, I want to have white chili and peach cobbler.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do have a pretty nice. They have a pretty nice dessert menu. Well, that was it.
Yeah.
But it looks interesting. They have Coke products, which is always a good, which is a thumbs up for me. And then various beers, and they have actually a pretty nice little wine list too. Mm-hmm. So you can do that as well. On the appetizer side, we had the black and blue dip. They also have the spinach and artichoke, dip. And they also have crawfish cheese dip, which is crawfish tail smothered in etouffee served with chips. So the next time we go back there, we'll try that. They also have coupons for your first visit or for the first time you're eating there. And they were very nice. They applied the coupons right when we went there for our first time. So that was really good.
I think for a new restaurant opening where they are and for being a type of food that we don't really see around here very often, they're doing a really good job of making it easy.
Yes.
Oh, and what I wanted to say about the spicy issue is, of course, you have hot sauce on the table. So if you need hot, if you crave the pain, there's a huge bottle of Tabasco right there.
Yeah, they have they have Tabasco. As I mentioned, they have Frank's, they have Louisiana hot sauce, there was one other one too.
Yeah, so if you want it hotter,
all good stuff.
You go right ahead.
No rooster sauce though, because that would belong in like a Thai or a Chinese place.
Yes.
Okay.
Speaking of celebrations.
Yeah.
The show goes out on Groundhog Day.
That's right. Is this going to be like the movie Groundhog Day?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good Groundhog Day joke. It's just not coming.
Okay, you work on that. In the meantime, we'll let people know that Gumbo A Go-Go...
Oh, I'm sorry.
...is located... That's okay. Keep that thought going. Just keep your thought. Gumbo A Go-Go is located at 45 North Bothwell in Palatine, Illinois. It's right by the Palatine Metro Station. That's Gumbo, and their website is gumbogogo.com. Link in the show notes. Okay, moving on. You mentioned La Granja in the review of Gumbo Go-Go.
I did.
Unfortunately, La Granja in Palatine, a place that we were very excited to find about a year ago, is closed. There's a sign in the window that says closed for the holidays.
And we fell for it on like December 27th, yeah. But now we're not so sure.
So we called, the phone number's been disconnected. So we'll keep an eye on that. Those of you in the area who like this place... It was a wonderful, wonderful place, and we're sorry to see it go.
I don't think it was for lack of business, but that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. The other place that closed that's no longer in business is Chicago Pizza Company, which was the very first restaurant we reviewed when this show was retooled as Cheap Date.
Does this not bode well for us?
I don't know. Hope not.
I think that was because of lack of business.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this at length, but, there's so many things that, and I really do mean this, with all respect to restaurant owners and people who run restaurants, there's so many things that go into making a restaurant successful.
Mm-hmm.
Besides having good food. I mean, that's a good start, I think.
Oh, yeah. It helps.
And I won't speculate as to what happened with Chicago Pizza Company, but we didn't really see people there very often.
No. And they tried. They had free Wi-Fi and things like that, but we never really saw a crowd there.
Yeah, so I won't speculate what they did wrong.
But anyway, just so in case anyone's wondering, those places are no more. Moment of silence for those places. Okay, let's move on. last weekend, or 2 weekends ago, was the Chicago Beer Society's Brewpub Shootout. Now, had we been able to attend... The two of us would be sitting here talking about the beer and the food that we drank and ate.
Mm-hmm.
However, we were unable to attend this year. But listener Chris big thumbs up to listener Chris. Yes, send us a summary of what was going on. And I may actually post some of this on our blog site. He gave a very comprehensive review, as Chris usually does. He gave a very comprehensive review of what was there.
He has quite the mind for detail.
He does. He said that Emmett's grilled duck breast with a blackcurrant glaze, jasmine rice cake, and braised leeks with Destitute Dick's Colonial Ale won first food and third food and beer pairing.
Wow.
Flossmoor Station with Kind Ale IPA won for the first one for the best beer. Goose Island's braised beef oxtail served on a crostini with bone marrow demi-glace with La Deuxième Belgian Double won second pairing.
Do you see why we love the Brewpub Shootout?
God.
Like, just four bites of the richest thing you've ever heard of.
Well, this thing, the Goose Island thing that I just read, is like the ultimate essence of beef. What did Adam say on Northern Exposure?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like,
they took a cow.
And they boiled it down to like a quarter cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's... I mean, where else could you get... Only this, and the thing is, that's what I'm saying. All you need is two bites.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's perfect. Gordon Biersch's New Orleans-style Mars and barbecue shrimp on French bread with Mars and one third food. Rock Bottom's crispy prosciutto. I think Rock Bottom had that beef thing last year that we really liked.
Mm-hmm.
The crispy prosciutto-wrapped shrimp atop barley-encrusted beef tenderloin.
Oh.
With blood orange infused wort glaze, I think is what it is. With American barley wine, one first pairing, second food, and third beer. And the Three Floyds barbecue brisket with Vedegoop wheat wine, one second beer. So, goodness.
I raise my Heineken to the Chicago Beer Society.
We'll have a link in the show notes to them as well. It's a wonderful organization. If you live in the Chicago area, we highly recommend you join if you like beer or if you like food. You don't even have to be that crazy about beer, although I don't know why anyone wouldn't be. But and thank you, Chris, for that. He also wrote it. He also gave us a guest review of a restaurant
it's
that
like
he went
we were
to.
There.
And we don't have time to do it tonight, but we will do it on the next show. So guest review from listener Chris coming up next time.
Oh,
as
good.
Well. Valentine's Day is coming up as well.
Oh, crap.
And before...
Jeez, didn't we just get done with Christmas?
I know. But before we do our next show, don't forget Valentine's Day. So remember your sweetie.
Right, I'm on it.
And you know what they, you know what they're, you know what one of the great places, one of the great things to do on Valentine's Day would be?
Ooh, what?
White Castle. From 5 to 9 p.m. on February 14th, you can bring your sweetie for a candlelit dinner. At White Castle.
Is the romance gone?
Is the bloom off the rose? Is the,
you know,
are the little tassel-y things off the handlebars of the tricycle?
What day is Valentine's Day? Like a Tuesday?
Valentine's Day is on a... People are shouting into their iPods right now. The 14th is a Thursday.
A Thursday. Who can be romantic on Thursday?
I think I'm pretty romantic every day of the week. But that's just me. Are we done?
I'm done.
Okay. We'd like to thank everyone for listening. And if people want to get a hold of us, Lisa, how do they do that?
I hear they can call us, right?
They can.
206-203-3283. Our email address is... CheapDateShow@gmail.com.
That's good. You did that just like a professional.
What? I don't even know how to take that.
We will talk to you in a fortnight. Have a wonderful Mardi Gras. Have a happy Valentine's Day. We'll see what happens around here on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And we will talk to you in a fortnight.
Good night.
This podcast is a production of Cheap Date Media at CheapDateMedia.com.